Hey, what is up, guys? Welcome to a new episode of this podcast. And in this episode, guys, we're going to keep going on our series where I'm basically explaining some of the tools that I use in my business every single day. So this series is for you guys at home who feel like you have no time, you have endless to-do lists and so much work that you are just drowning. And you're like, how the hell do other people manage all this work? Okay, so I am able to produce, I will say, frankly, 100 times more work than some people that I've seen. And I'm very surprised sometimes. I'm like, why is it that slow? I don't understand. It's just because I've acquired reflexes to basically help me get things done faster. This is one of the things that I'm going to present to you today. So I'm going to start with a kind of like a case, a use case in a story, which is my story, right? Which is, I basically created a whole bunch of applications and shortcuts for my computer that you see here, where I just have to press a few buttons and stuff, and then things happen. But like a series of actions. So sometimes it could be like 120 things will happen with me just pressing a few buttons, okay? Which will normally take like 15 people and like the whole day. Here, by pressing a button, it will do. And my reflex is this, is, and my philosophy is you have to choose your, kind of like your pain when you want to suffer, I will say, because for me, it's not suffering. And so there are two options, right? So you can either have the pleasure now and then suffer for the rest of your life. So meaning, for example, there is this task that you have to do. It will take you an hour a day. And you're like, nah, it's just an hour. Let me do it. But you will do it for the rest of your life, okay? And so you will just postpone that suffering stuff. And so it's you're basically going for the immediate gratification of, you know, not taking the time, because it does take time to plan and fix this. Not taking that time to fix it, basically will force you to kind of like suffer for the rest of your life. Or there's another approach. This is what I do, and this is what I do for everything, and maybe a little bit too much now, but it's I basically delay gratification. So I will take the time to solve that problem once and for all and automate it, okay? Now, because I've done it so many times and my team has done it so many times, now we just do it like this. It's super fast because, you know, it could be that we've done something that's like 95% similar. We just take that, we take the same logic, we just put it in place, right? But it means that by me taking an hour, half an hour to plan something, I will never have to do it again in the future, okay? And that's what I've been doing on my computer. Now, here's what happened is I have like marvelous automations on this computer. And sometimes, you know, and I've done it. What is the purpose? Okay. Because, you know, it's good to have automations. What is the purpose? The purpose is for me to have a great life and be able to go anywhere I want, whenever I want. Okay. Now, what happened was sometimes I was out and there's something that I have to do, but I don't have my laptop with me. Okay. And so I basically either have to go home now so I can go and press the damn button, or I can decide, well, I'm not going to do it now. When I go home, I'm going to do it. Okay. Stuff that could not necessarily be completely automated with a bot that just does it. Okay. So there is still stuff that requires my intervention. And so I started looking and I said, look, there is something that I always have with me, and it's my phone. Okay. So is there a way for me to connect my phone to the internet? So you might be like, your phone is connected to the internet already. No, I mean, to connect my phone to APIs and automation tools on the internet, like just like that. So obviously there are automation tools that you could try and use from your phone and go and you know, trigger an application or something, but usually it's not optimized for this, right? So the screen is small, it's a nightmare, okay? And then you might have to do a whole bunch of actions. So what I decided to do is I took this phone, right? And basically I connected, this phone is connected to every API, every software on the planet. Okay, well, like thousands. Okay, and what I do is this: so it's an iPhone. I don't know about Androids. There's an application is called Shortcuts. Okay, and I have created, so Shortcuts is normally used to automate stuff on your phone itself, right? So stuff like, oh, when you get close to your house or something, you can press a button and then it will activate the Wi-Fi or something. And when you leave, you just press the button. It removes the Wi-Fi, removes the Bluetooth, removes the blah, blah, all at once, right? But if you're smart, you can actually connect this phone to APIs on the internet. And this is what I've done. So now it means that if there's something I have to do, I don't need my computer, right? So I went from the laptop lifestyle that you hear a lot, which is, everything can be done with the laptop. I went beyond that. I can do everything with the smartphone lifestyle. This here is connected to thousands and thousands of applications, okay? And so what does that mean for me? So it means that, and I've done that many times, that let's say I'm out and I'm thinking about something. There's this offer that I want to make. I just go crazy. I'm talking to someone. I'm like, nah, you know what? I think I'll make an offer. Let me send an offer to my list, okay? All I have to do, I press a button. I have a form, okay? And the form, so there are two fields in the form. I made it like super simple now. So first field is a brief summary of what the announcement is supposed to be about. And then a box for a link, okay? That's it. So when I press this, it will send that information over to AI using an API. I'll spare you the technical terms. Sends it to AI. AI has I've already configured some sort of like template and model framework for AI to basically take the information that I give it, saying, okay, what is it that you want to write about? It is going to rewrite it, like write the whole damn email for me and the social media posts and stuff, and then hyperlink and send it to my list, okay? So you're like, well, I could do this with my phone and stuff by going into my email list, but listen to this. Your email software is probably not optimized for you to do it on your phone. You have to select the list, then you have to type the damn thing, and then you have to schedule when it goes out and blah, blah. It's a nightmare, okay? It takes time. Here in this case, everything's already set up, but it doesn't just do my emails. So it basically writes the whole email for me, like, subject line, body, it will hyperlink everything. It will add PS, will add the links at the bottom and stuff. It's going to connect to my email list. It's going to send an email to my buyers, okay? Then it is going to create a brand new email, a different one. It's going to send it to my prospects, people who haven't bought yet, okay? Just with me taking this phone, it takes me like 2 seconds, right? But it doesn't stop there. What it's going to do is it is basically going to write social media posts. It's going to, send it to my LinkedIn, my Twitter, my Pinterest, my Instagram. It's going to write so I have a big Telegram community with like 20,000 people. It is basically going to go in there and then make a post, right? And everything is sort of predetermined, like the framework, right? So, what it can do is this. So what I added recently was, I know that the money is in the follow-up, okay? And so what I decided to do was this, is... when I'm sending this email, I then have a robot that's basically going to calculate a random time between, let's say, 8 hours and 12 hours. Okay, so we'll calculate that. And then let's say it's 10 hours. Then 10 hours later, it is going to redo the whole thing. It is basically going to grab that topic that I gave it. It's going to write a brand new email for my buyers. And then it's going to rewrite a brand new email for my prospects. Going to rewrite a brand new social media content, blah, blah, blah. It's going to repost it. Reason being that when people don't open your emails, it's not because they didn't like it or something. It could be that some people open more in the evening. Some people open more in the morning. People were busy with stuff. And then you were at the back of a pile. They didn't have time to read it. Or the way, and when I rewrite those things, I will use different types of subject lines that will be more, some people will be more inclined to open the first one than the second one, you know what I mean? And so one thing that I realized, and this is something you can do, you can double your open rates, because it's very fascinating. I will send an email. Let's say, for example, the email has like 20% open rate on the first one. The second one will have pretty much the same thing, right? Which is you basically double the impact of your email, right? And all this, guys, just from the phone, it takes me like less than a minute to do all this. And then for the next, let's say 12 hours, I have hundreds of things that are happening, okay? And so what I ended up doing is I have multiple examples of apps like this that I configure on my phone. So things like, for example, there are things that I need to communicate with my team. So for example, I find a really cool affiliate program, because, you know, I make my money with affiliate programs for the most part. And, you know, I'm talking to someone, I see this affiliate program, I'm like, oh, this is very cool. I have another application, I press a button, I just put the name of the program, and then boop, it will go to online, find all the details about that affiliate program, find the URL and stuff, and then send instructions to my team to go out and sign up for this stuff, all right? With all the details of what to do. And then that's it. I don't have to be like, oh, let me write that down, and then when I go home, I'm going to do it, right? And so I have so many things here on my phone. Let me try and see, because I don't remember exactly how many I have. Where is it? What else do I have? Oh, yeah. I have custom programs that I created. So there was this program that allowed me to... So basically, I downloaded the list of all the websites on the internet, right? For a specific project that I had. And so it's a list of like 160 million entries. Like I took like all the .coms, right? And sometimes I'm like, okay, I need to find all the websites that have God knows what in it. Let's say I'm a plumber or something, okay? But I'm outside. I have this thing. I enter the keyword plumber. It will send out the information over to AI, to the internet. AI is going to do the job. It's going to go to that file. It's basically going to extract all the websites that have plumber in there and then put it in a folder. And then it's ready for me to use, because then I have a strategy that I use. Let's say, for example, I need to contact plumbers, okay? So I have that. What else do I have? I actually have a podcast episode creator. So, I'm going to run out of time here. But I can basically create the whole podcast from this phone. I press a button, and then I just record. So basically record an episode like an audio, right? And then when it's time to upload it, I press this button there. It's going to ask me, okay, what is the topic? What image you want to use for this episode? I put the image, and then it's basically going to merge the audio with the video, and it creates an audiogram that I could use on YouTube. But then it's going to go and post my episode on, you know, Spotify and Apple Podcasts and blah, blah, blah. It's going to wait until the episode is posted. Once it's posted, it's going to grab all the details, create a blog post on my blog. And then from the blog post, now it's going to create the social media content that links to the blog post. And then it's going to wait a few hours to inform the list, and then it's going to do reminders, right? Things like this. And just by me pressing a button here on this phone, okay? So some people might be like, oh my God, that will save me so much time. Yes, it does save you a lot of time. And it's not rocket science, I'll say. You just have to have the right guidance and kind of like the right mindset, I'll say. And this is exactly what I basically show and teach people in my mastermind. I have a mastermind where I help entrepreneurs who basically have all these things that they need to do, but they don't know. I mean, they feel like, oh man, I'm trapped. I'll never get out of it. I need to hire 25 people or something. You don't, right? If you have these sort of systems, and I can show you how that works, I can help you, structure the whole thing and putting in place. Now, guess what? You don't even need, I don't need an office anymore. I don't need to be in front of my computer. Everything I need to do can be done here with this phone, okay? And there's so many more things that can be done now using AI that I'm going to integrate in this phone, okay? So that was a very quick overview of this.